Pretty much anybody with the time and money can learn how to fly, but it's a special thing when you can learn about aviation and how to do it while you're young. Such an opportunity exists in the Rogue Valley through Southern Oregon Air Academy. What has been a summer camp will extend into an after-school program in the future with the help of a grant from the state of Oregon. Let's hear more about the academy and the plans. Two guests join us. Scott Beveridge is the superintendent at the Southern Oregon Education Service District, or ESD. He joins us by phone. Hi, Scott.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Larry Graves is with us in the studio. He is the manager of the airports in Josephine County. That's the two, the Cave Junction and Grants Pass Airport. And Grants Pass Airport is where Southern Oregon Air Academy is based. Larry Graves, thanks for joining us today in the studio.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you.
So for either one of you, how did the Southern Oregon Air Academy get started in the first place? Why don't we start with you, Larry?
Well, you know, we've been aware as pilots for a number of years about the shortage, the growing shortage of pilot starts in this country and around the world. And so we always wished that we had an opportunity to get into aircraft sooner than we did when we were kids. And now as older people who have the ability to do this, we organized ourselves into a group a couple of summers ago and offered an immersive air academy for junior high school kids in the Rogue Valley, Grants Pass area. And that was really successful, a lot of fun for the kids, a lot of fun for the volunteer instructors. And the momentum just carried itself into the second summer. We've done 25 kids each summer, and we involved RCC and the Southern Oregon Educational Services District in our last efforts, and this thing has just really snowballed in a very positive fashion for us.
Were there programs out there that you could emulate? I mean, is this done in other places?
It is. There's the Airway Science for Kids program up in Portland. They've been going for over 20 years. And then various points of light around the country where other volunteer groups have gotten together to do this for junior high and high school kids.
And so at ESD, Scott Beveridge, was this kind of a no-brainer? Like, yeah, let's get into this. Let's do this more.
Well, absolutely. You know, we've been really focused on building career paths that align with our regional economic development plan. So engineering and aviation are part of that plan, advanced manufacturing. And getting students involved in this type of activity really aligns with the career pathways that we think lead to high-skill, high-wage, high-demand jobs.
Why ESD and not perhaps like the Josephine, the Three Rivers School District or something else?
Well, the ESD can provide opportunities for all the school districts in Jackson, Josephine, and Klamath County. So by partnering with Southern Oregon Air Academy, we increase the opportunities for students throughout Southern Oregon.
So they can come from pretty much anywhere in your service area?
That's correct. Yeah, we would provide opportunities for kids, primarily in Jackson, Josephine County, for SOAA here in Grants Pass. And we're hoping to expand that into Jackson County. And we have a partner program that we'd like to sponsor out in Klamath County, where they already have a bit of a partnership with the airport there because of the military presence.
All right, there is this falls into the general category, does it, of career technical education?
Absolutely. Yep, that's right, Jeffrey.
Explain us a little more about how that all works.
Well, career technical education is really an alignment of high school and college credits and the skills that students would obtain in high school, leading to careers in technical fields. You'll often hear an alignment with STEM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and manufacturing, or STEAM is how we like to say it, because we like to keep the arts involved as well. These pathways usually lead to high-wage, high-skill, high-demand jobs. They are anything from welding to advanced manufacturing to engineering. And the wonderful news is that students that are involved in these types of programs, research shows that they tend to graduate and have success at a rate that's 15% higher than other students in Oregon.
Just because they're getting that career technical education?
That's correct. Their involvement in career technical education, the vision that I think that they obtain with seeing themselves succeeding past high school graduation, the research just shows that when they're involved in those CTE programs, that they succeed in graduating from high school at higher rates.
Okay, the general topic here, career technical education, but we're making it more specific, talking about Southern Oregon Air Academy, which is looking for bigger and better things in the future. Scott Beveridge is the superintendent at the Southern Oregon Educational Service District, ESD. Larry Graves is the airports manager in Josephine County, where the Southern Oregon Air Academy is based. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe lots of questions in your mind about teaching kids aviation. Let's hear those. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I think the term you used, Larry, was pilot starts. Does that just mean people get learning to begin to the process of education?
Exactly, exactly. You know, there's a lot of barriers to getting into the aviation career as a pilot specifically because of the cost. The regulations have increased over the years. And when I learned how to fly back in the 70s, there were approximately 750,000 pilots, licensed pilots in this country. And I think the number of licensed pilots today is about half that number. Projections indicate that there will be a severe pilot shortage for people advancing onto the higher levels of commercial and air transport category piloting, and that we'll have to be importing pilots from other countries to be flying our commercial airliners within the next decade.
And is this just a cost barrier thing or just an educational barrier?
I think it's a combination of things. Yeah, cost and education. I think that there are fewer opportunities for kids to learn about aviation and aeronautical careers in school. And so, you know, we wanted to try to do something to counter that.
So if anybody's wondering about situations like the news in the last few months about Horizon Airlines having to drop a route out of Medford, at least temporarily, because of a lack of pilots, it really does come back down the line to where pilots first learn.
It does. And actually, the Alaska Horizon group is being very proactive now in their search for solutions to this pilot shortage problem.
All right. So when you mentioned that the Southern Oregon Air Academy is immersive, what kinds of things do the kids learn other than how to operate a plane and keep it upright and all that?
Well, we do give each of the kids a chance to fly an aircraft at the end of the week through an all-volunteer program of local pilots. And we dedicate or donate our time and energy to do that. But every day we have about six different modules that the kids participate in, about an hour to an hour and a half each. And we'll talk about, navigation, time, speed, distance problems, or we'll have them working on fabrication issues, welding or sheet metal work, riveting, things like that, things that are typical and common in the aircraft construction trades.
So they're going to learn theory, they're going to learn operation, they're going to learn fixing.
Yes.
The whole ball of wax.
Yeah, yeah, and we have subject matter experts. These are largely a group of retired people who have been flying all their lives and come from a wide variety of backgrounds, some aviation, some not, but they have a common love of flight, and they all have something to contribute to these teaching or building the curriculum for the kids.
And how far and wide do they come from? Are they just from the Josephine, Jackson County area or from a little further away somewhere?
Well, we have local residents, but as you know, a lot of the local residents have backgrounds in other areas of the country and have come from other places. So,
Scott Beveridge, let's talk about the grant that is coming to help bigger and better things happen at Southern Oregon Air Academy.
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited about this opportunity. The funding that we obtained in this particular grant is just part of an overall $1.2 million package that we obtained this year that will be available for the next 2 years. What we're hoping to do and have plans down and projects in place are to build on the model of what we're doing with Southern Oregon Air Academy to expand that program, but also to foster other areas of our economic development alignment in healthcare, computer science, and advanced manufacturing. SOAA partnership is so amazing because, like Larry mentioned, we can help with the pilot shortage, but also he talked about the hands-on learning aspect. Project-based learning is another thing that we call it. And this leads to other career paths for students. So whether they're excited about the physical aspects of welding and riveting, or engineering, or electrical, or manufacturing, all of these things are available to them as they pursue these pathways.
And so the grant specifically, was there one just for Southern Oregon Air Academy?
The grant that we received that is in partnership with Southern Oregon Air Academy will be used predominantly for the Air Academy, but also to build out those other programs. That's about $380,000 that'll be used to support those after-school and summer programs leading to in-school curriculum that supports the work that's done out of school. It's done in partnership. We get kids engaged and excited out of school and early in middle school and high school, and then they can actually obtain credits later through partner activities, in-school activities, just like Larry talked about, where they might be building a plane, for instance, moving on to the actual hands-on welding, riveting, engineering, et cetera. The other funds that make up the $1.2 million total are used for professional development for teachers to gain experience at project-based learning to support the exact type of work that we're talking about here, teaching kids in project-based methods in other activities around supporting this work.
We're talking about Southern Oregon Air Academy, and you just heard the grant for more than $380,000 from the state of Oregon to beef it up just a bit. Scott Beveridge is the superintendent at the Southern Oregon Educational Service District. Larry Graves is the airports manager for Josephine County, which is the home to the Southern Oregon Air Academy. Got questions or comments? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So it has been summer camp. Now we're talking about an after-school program, Larry Graves. Is that right?
Yes, we're planning to move into an after-school enrichment program where we can bring the kids out to the airport facility and have them engaged in these hands-on project learning tasks and exposed in an aviation environment where they're surrounded by, you know, airplanes are flying. They can meet and talk with pilots and engage in a number of activities.
And thus far, you've had two summers times 25 students, is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we've had more applicants than we could handle. It's been wildly successful. Last year, we asked the kids to write a short essay explaining their interest and why we should let them into the academy, because we needed to have some, you know, gauge or go no go gauge kind of a thing because of the demand. We have we do not charge the kids at all. It's free to the kids. As you know, Josephine County and Southern Oregon generally is an economically impacted area. So we wanted to just drop all the barriers for entry for these kids to get into the program as much as we could.
They just have to demonstrate some aptitude and enthusiasm.
Absolutely. Right? We want them to have some skin in the game. And if you're a 13-year-old kid writing an essay about why you should be allowed to go to the summer academy is actually a pretty significant piece of work for them to accomplish.
So there's if there is 25 students in the summer camp, how many students are we talking about potentially serving with the after-school program once that gets going, and when would that be?
Oh, gosh. Hopefully the number might be in the hundreds. We're hoping to introduce that later this year, perhaps in the fall of 2018, for the after-school programs. And then in the out years, as we go and gain more experience and have more professionally designed curriculum, which incorporates all these aeronautical specialties, we'll be able to have the kids come in and spend maybe a week or two at an immersive camp. High school kids will eventually be coming into the program, and we ultimately hope to have an aircraft building project where the kids will build an experimental aircraft or a custom-built aircraft on site at the airport. And this is being done up in Portland, for instance, with the Airway Science for Kids program.
Oh, so they actually build a plane. That'd
they amazing. Build a plane. They all get a chance to fly in the plane. And then they sell the airplane on the open market, and the proceeds from that purchase the next kit, and the next cycle starts again and provides operating funds for the program.
So you mentioned high school students eventually. Middle school students of the after-school program at first?
Yes.
All right. We have a call here from Bill in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Larry Graves and Scott Beveridge. We're talking about Air Academy.
Right. Thank you, Jeff. I have a 7-year-old friend here in Arcata who I think would do well in a flying program. Is there any kind of program here that I can suggest to him?
Let's see if Larry might have some knowledge about that, because you do talk to other airport folks, I think.
I do. I wish I could tell you specifics about a program down in the Arcata Crescent City area, but I'm not aware of one at this time.
All right. Is it a fairly unusual thing to have for fairly rural airports have such programs?
They're not common. They're not common. I know that I ran a program such as this for my daughter's middle school for about a 5-year period of time there, and I did that for a few years after she had graduated from the junior high school there. And these are things that pop up like mushrooms with a passionate and dedicated person who can afford to spend some time doing that kind of thing. But typically it's more at the high school and then university level where you have an organized curriculum, and I'm the product of San Jose State School of Engineering Aeronautics degree program. So which has been scaled back, unfortunately. So we want to try to reverse that trend.
Scott Beveridge, the money then, I guess, is going to go mostly to designing a classroom component for Air Academy?
Well, we have a variety of funding sources, Jeff, but the funding that is specifically for the CTE revitalization opportunity with Southern Oregon Air Academy will go towards the after-school programs and the summer camps. We hope to impact, like Larry said, about 300 kids in the after-school programs, and perhaps about 900 kids overall through the after-school and summer camps. You heard about the summer camp opportunities that have existed in the past. The benefit of the after-school programs is that we'll be able to expand that out so students can participate at their schools, and that's how we can expand the opportunity for more students to participate.
So now, once you reach the end of the grant, will you have to look for others to be able to keep the program going as it's envisioned now?
We see that this type of funding really just accelerates work that we're already dedicated to. We were doing this work prior, and I anticipate that we'll continue doing this work after. Often what this funding does is allow us to accelerate or expand or pilot a new opportunity that becomes mainstream afterwards.
All right. Larry Graves, just before we go here, because we're almost out of time, it must be fun to watch the light go on in kids' eyes when they learn about this.
It is so rewarding. And I just wish that, and I know how I still feel like a kid. I think we all do to some extent. And I remember the thrill I got when I had my very first airplane ride, and you see that in their eyes, their smiles, their excitement. It's a wonderful thing. And if we can light the fire in just a, 10% of these kids, and they go on and get a degree or a career in aviation, whether it's as an airframe and power plant mechanic or an engineer or a pilot, it doesn't really matter. We just need more people to move into the aviation spectrum.
So the after-school program could be going in fall of 2018, or are we talking fall of 2019?
Well, I'm not sure about the exact dates, but we're certainly ambitious about that. We're going to run the summer programs again this summer, and then hopefully we can begin moving into the schools and have people coming out to the airports during the school year later in the fall, 2018.
All right.
That's my hope.
All right. And that is Southern Oregon Air Academy. You can find it online. We have a link to it from our website at jeffexchange.org. Larry Graves helps run the program out of the Grants Pass Airport. He is the manager of both Josephine County Airports in Grants Pass and in Cave Junction. Thanks for joining us today in the studio here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
And also Scott Beveridge joined us by phone. He is the superintendent at the Southern Oregon Educational Service District, or ESD. Scott, thank you for joining us today.